Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Can you name the band, Will?
Of course I can.
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, you
I
can.
Don't know.
I will say this. Very sentimental to me right now because the last live concert I went to, I saw this band.
Is it R.E. and Alibis?
No.
Oh, man.
Very similar in style. No. This group was actually in the same music festival that Alan Stone was at over in Clearwater. That's where I fell in love with this group. They're called Southern Avenue. Look them up on Spotify. Lead singer is ridiculous. But yeah, she reminds me of Ari a lot. Just a very soulful, ridiculous range type of singer. And gorgeous. Just like my Ari. Phone lines are open, 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025 are the numbers to dial. They have an Instagram page. You can follow them, Southern Avenue Music, I think it is, on Instagram. But, yeah, they're pretty awesome. They did one of those, like, Zoom music performances during the pandemic where it kind of all syncs in together from different parts of the country, and it sounded so damn, like, seamless. I was like, how in the world can you pull that off? It's really crazy how people have adapted during this crazy, crazy time that we're dealing with. We'll get to our big, big stories and what the hell news in just a second. In the meantime, we got to go to one of our favorite listeners down in the Key. What's up, bud?
Hey, what's up, Johnny B? What's up, Will?
Yo. How you doing, man? Down in Siesta
Key. Hey, I dig the Southern Avenue, man. I'm going to check them out as soon as I get home. I'm going to jump on YouTube.
Oh, man.
Watch the videos.
They're awesome. A lot of good blues, a lot of good, like, they do some funk. Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah, sounds smooth. Hey, I had a story I wanted to share with you guys I figured you could relate to. You were talking at the beginning of the show about Will and the hater listener.
Yeah.
I've been in radio for 20 years. And so I understand. I had this guy, man, for 2 years. Every major event I was at, he would show up and want to fight me.
Oh, my God.
He said... Oh, yeah. He said I had the biggest ego in the world and that I was full of myself and, you know, just hated. I finally saved up money, bought a Corvette. He thought I was just the lowest form of pond scum because I put a picture of it on my social media.
Oh, man.
But anyway, I'm in downtown Baltimore at a Godsmack concert. Got the tent set up, you know, talking to listeners. And this guy comes up, literally has a knife on him. We had to have the cops come and drag him out.
Wow.
Dang. Long story short, about 6 months after this, the guy calls our show and explains that it was the other DJ in town that did the rival morning show that had actually said the thing that pissed him off to begin with. It was never me to begin with.
Oh, wow.
See, it's a lunatic. Wow. The guy's an absolute lunatic.
Yeah, that's scary.
That is something, man. Well, I'm glad he didn't kill you, buddy.
I see the guy. Yeah, I'm getting hugs from the guy. It was the most bizarre stuff, man. But yeah. I totally feel you guys with that. I totally understand. That's hilarious, man.
Yeah, well, thanks, man. I appreciate it. It makes me feel a lot better about all the people that want to stab me. I honestly though, like I talk to Will about this all the time, and I said, you know, I'm entertained by it. Like I've a very thick skin. I'm very resilient. You know, being a comedian for 20 years too. You know, a lot of times people just don't like you. I have family members that hate my guts just because my personality rubs them the wrong way. I just I can't help it. I am who I am. But yeah, as far as being an egomaniac, you have to have a certain level of ego to do this gig, as you know. I mean, you can't let it get out of control. It could be toxic, but you can't be a radio personality and have no self-esteem or no ego at all. It'd be weird.
No, I always found, though, that my listeners thought I had a lot less of an ego than my family did.
Right. Yeah.
Honestly, it's like they were cool with it.
Did you ever get this where you go to like a family function and they go, oh, superstars here. You know, what the hell is that? Like, I know what sarcasm is. Like, it's like, you know, I just brought a casserole that I worked hard on. You don't have to be a jerk to me.
Yeah, but you were looking in a mirror. at the time.
I was doing.
You know what my answer always selfies. Was? You don't know what it's like to be famous and not rich.
Oh my
and that's
god,
that's what radio is.
Oh my god,
you know
dude.
What I mean? That's why I always describe it to people. It's like, yeah, I'm kind of a pseudo local celebrity,
right?
But I haven't got any friggin' money,
dude. You just nailed Will and I's life in one sentence. I mean, you know exactly what we're going through. Because I get people they're excited to meet me, and then they crap on me inadvertently at the same time. I had a guy at a Wawa go, "Whoa, is that Johnny B pumping gas right next to me?" And I go, "Yeah, in the flesh, man. What's up, dude? How you doing?" He goes, "Oh man, this is awesome. Whoa, you drive a Kia?" And I go, "Yeah, yeah, I drive a Kia. I love this car." And he's like, "Damn, dude, that's sad." I'm like, "It is not sad. I love this car. Like, it's real kick in the nuts. Thanks, bud. I'm sorry."
I know, man. I know.
Well, thanks for the call,
that's
dude.
That's why I relate to you guys so much, man. Believe me, I love it.
Appreciate you, bro. You call back anytime, man. Love to have you on, man.
You know I will. Love you guys, man. Have a great show.
Later, pal.
All right, see you.
727-579-1025-800-771-1025. Dude, we need to talk to him more often. That's like therapy for us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, feels a lot better. What's the matter with the Kia? Kias are cool.
I love my car. Love it.
It's very economical.
Well,
good on gas.
Well, that's
good
the thing.
For the environment.
That's the thing. People, they get in their car. They're at work. They hear us, you know, pulling our hijinks on the radio. And look, I was the same way before I worked in radio. I thought everybody on the radio was rich. I thought everybody on the radio was like a superstar.
I think they were in the 80s.
Well, even in the 90s, big time.
Yeah.
But no, I'm talking 7-8 years ago, I thought the traffic people were radio personalities. Like they had contracts and made money.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going to like a function and going, "Oh my God, is that Ellen Desper?"
Oh my!
Holy
God.
Crap!
Despers!
Oh
in the
my!
Building.
She's
in
here!
The
oh! And then I got to know her after I started working here, and I go, "That poor thing." You know what I mean? Like now I know what she makes for a living. It's brutal. Like she was running karaoke shows around the corner. You know?
I forget who it was, but somebody was telling me when I was still doing promo and stuff. I can't remember who it was, but when in the like 80s or 90s.
Yeah.
They used to do those promo gigs. Same thing. You know, you go
right.
and set up a tent and whatever. You hang out for a few hours. But you would get paid cash.
Yes.
And it was like
hundreds of
dollars for a promo gig.
Like $1,000. Yeah.
It wasn't that. I think he said it was like $300 or $400.
Depending on what it was. I mean,
but
a lot of times.
It was just, you know, you didn't have the internet around back then. You didn't have so much competition for your ears. It was like either TV or radio. Those were the two forms.
I was told by a radio executive, let's peel the curtain back real fast. The show that we do, like right now, 20 years ago, we would have been riding around in luxury vehicles and stuff. Because even this hour, primetime radio, if you had like any kind of a halfway decent personality and a following, they were just throwing money at people 20 years ago, radio.
Yeah. I mean, that's all there were for advertising dollars. It was like print. Radio and TV.
Yeah.
That was the only game in town. Now you got the internet, and
that's
gobbled up a lot of the market share. Now.
Late to the party,
yep.
Will. Late
know,
to the damn
I
party. I don't know. I enjoy this job, though. I really do.
I do, too.
Uh-huh.
It'd be nice to get paid for it.
Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Yo, it's K-Dog. How you doing, man?
Oh, what up, kid?
Yo. Hey, it's my first time talking with you guys, but I already made Drew Garabo my bitch.
Uh-oh. Did you get a D's nuts on him?
We're cool. Oh, yeah, I hit him with the big one, you know.
I don't know. I didn't know. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
No, it's a big deal. Hey, man, don't let anybody gangbang on you for driving a Kia 20 years ago. Bubba was number one, and he was pimping Daewoo, so, you know.
Oh.
He picked the wrong Korean car, you feel me?
Holy
I forgot about
crap.
Those. I forgot about Daewoo. They were making, like, VCRs and...
Yeah. Honestly, though, if you pay me, I'll pimp anything. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'll take any endorsement right now. Like, right now, I'd be like, Johnny B here for dog doo-doo. Do you like dog crap? I do, too. It's my favorite crap in the world. Tell him, go get some dog crap. Smear it on your face. Tell him Johnny B sent you. I would do that right now.
I believe it. I would, too, for the right price. But it's funny, because the only time I ever heard about Daewoo's before that was, like... the consolation prize on Double Dare. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
I understand. Dude, in high school, I drove a Yugo. I bought it cash, brand new, for $3,000.
The best car that communism built, for
it was
sure.
Unreal, man. Yeah. That thing was so... I didn't drive it. I wore it. I put it on like a jacket and then just went around town in it. It was horrible.
Party right. on, bro.
All right, K-Dog. Good talk, man. Peace. All righty. Phone lines are lighting up. We got to do news. But you know what?
Calls. We can...
You know what? That's what I say that, Will. The callers are paramount on this show. Who cares about what's going on in the world or locally or whatever? You guys already know what's happening with COVID and everything else. Ooh, we're in a pandemic. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hey, Johnny. Hey, it's Mike, actually 50 Shades from Twitter, man. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, what's up, dude? How you doing, man?
Good, man. Hey, that one caller that was on the radio, the DJ up in, I think he said Baltimore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man, I tell you what, I related to him so much. Years ago, back in the 90s, early 90s, I did some radio up in St. Louis. And when you started talking about the cars, I remember one of my buddies had come over for the first time, and he was did the afternoon drive up there. And in our minds, he's like, man, this guy is just a rock star, man.
Yeah.
He shows up at my house. In a 1987 Ford Taurus, rusted out bottom, and I'm going, holy mackerel! I'm like, what's going on? So, I still got into radio for a little bit. I didn't really last too long,
right.
But I wanted to touch on another thing too. So, years later, my uncle had passed away. He was in a really horrific accident in up in St. Louis, and it made the news. So, the news had come to a relative's house. And they said, we want to interview somebody. So nobody wanted to do it. And I kind of got pushed in, to, hey, go ahead, you do it. Well, then I caught so much heat from my family for so long, all the relatives like, oh, Mike's going to, of course Mike had to do it because he's, he's got to be the face of everything. And it was not like that at all.
Right.
But anyway, I just wanted to kind of chime in. I heard him say that. I'm like, holy mackerel, it brought back some old memories. So, but I love you guys, man. Love the show.
Thanks, Mike.
Tuning in, man. Good talking to you, buddy.
You're the man. Appreciate it, bud.
See you, man.
Later. It's awesome. Good to hear his voice. He has a great voice, too, man.
He does.
Yeah.
Very sexy.
Dude, I'm so glad people, feel us on this. Like I don't even want to, make up a story. Like part of me is like, well, I could just tell people, oh, I'm driving this Kia because...
that's a rental.
Well, I'm
cars in the shop.
I'm working on an endorsement with a used car lot right now, and they were like, "Hey, drive our piece of crap around for a little while, see what you think about our product." And I was like,
"Hey,
you know what?
Kia's not a piece of crap. I drive a Kia.
I know." Or I thought about using the I'm chucking all my money away, so that my son has something after I die, obviously sooner than later.
Wait. I like the first idea better.
Yeah,
what about Jeffrey Epstein's island?
Yes, I'm working on it. Honestly, I just tell them the truth. I go, I like this car. And it's paid off. I don't have a payment.
If you could get a car, what car would you get? Money wasn't an option.
Oh, dude, that's crazy. I don't even know. Because I never had the fantasy of money not being an option.
I'm not really a car guy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get a sports car or anything.
No.
Maybe a luxury, a CTS or something.
It would be a luxury sedan, a Bentley or something.
I like the Silverados. My neighbor just got this Jeep.
Big truck.
A Jeep, but it's half truck. Does that make
I've
sense?
It.
It's
no,
got
yeah,
half truck.
I don't like
that thing's sweet. I don't like that.
No. I'd probably get the new Bronco maybe, but just have it murdered out.
Oh, yeah, the Bronco. Yeah.
But just have it completely murdered out.
Yeah,
looks sexy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just really pimp it out to the extreme to where when people see it, they go, that's Johnny B. I know that truck. Oh, my God. I want to bang him so hard. And I'd be like, watch out, fellas. Johnny B. Show.
Hey, guys. I kind of wanted to get on a random topic. I just wanted to get your opinion.
Okay.
All of these bars are, kind of closing down for the coronavirus. They're kind of deemed, dangerous. But then, they decide to get a $2 popcorn or a $3 hamburger on the menu. All of a sudden, they're allowed to be open.
Yeah.
And then, next thing you know, you're chilling at the bar. Guy takes his mask off. Boom. It's the Slim Jim man.
Oh, that was that idiot from earlier.
Yeah.
He just wanted to get that. I knew that was coming, too. I was like, how's this going to end? How's this going to unfold? There you go. You got on the radio, buddy. You happy now? Are your friends listening? You hear that, guys? He's gonna actually record it and put it on his Facebook. This is when I called into the show and got into Sinjin Man thing.
Pretty good.
Yeah, good job, dude. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
It's Austin.
Oh, my God. Austin, what's up?
You got a lot
up?
Of pep in your step tonight.
I like
tonight.
It. Austin, did you do crack tonight?
Nope.
Oh, man.
I did the same thing yesterday.
Oh, cool. Well, you sound like you're in a great mood, man.
Yeah.
What's going on, bud?
What happened?
Yeah.
I didn't have to do school because the computer didn't work.
Yeah! Yeah, school is for dummies anyway, Austin. Trust me. Will and I both.
I'm dumb
college
enough.
Degrees for no reason at all.
Okay, we don't have to go that far.
No, we did.
Yeah, you don't
we
have
did.
To go that far.
You're right.
Man.
You don't have to go to college. That's what I was saying. You don't. Like I said, Will and I, useless degrees. Poo-poo. English degree and an art degree. You know what you can do with those? You can take them both, fold them together, wrap them up, and use them as toilet paper.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I didn't mean I brought him back down.
Want,
I apologize.
No, you didn't. I don't want ink on my butt.
I don't know. I probably should have dumped it.
I heard something. That,
yeah.
Oh, it wasn't bad. I just said I don't want ink on my butt.
Oh, he don't want ink on his butt.
Oh, okay. I thought you said something. I was like, oh, I don't want that either for you or anyone, really. Yeah. Oh, boy. That's no good. Did you think
he didn't want to eat something?
Oh, I thought he said something else on his butt. I was like, wow.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Mama, no.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's no good.
Oh, man. Sorry, Austin.
I've
man,
never heard Austin laugh.
Laugh
before.
No, it's angelic, man. I love it. We got to hear more of that. That was great.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.